Trackform, Visual Impairment News and Visual Impairment Tip of the Week. Story 1. Staring at smartphones and tablets is to blame for the rise of dry eye disease in children, say experts. Dry eye disease is more common in older people, but growing among the young. The increasing amount of time spent staring at screens is making more suffer. The syndrome can make eyes sore, red and swollen, and cause blurred vision. Experts at Aston University have made an app to test people in the condition. More children are getting dry eye disease because they spend so much time staring at screens, scientists say. The condition is more common among older people, but is rising in the young because they blink less when looking at screens, so their tears dry up quicker. So scientists at Aston University in Birmingham are developing a smartphone app to help diagnose people sooner if they are suffering with dry eyes. The syndrome occurs when tears in the eyes are not produced properly or evaporate too quickly from the surface of the eyeball. This causes irritation and discomfort in the eyes and can lead to blurred vision or more serious problems. The team's app is designed to help GPs and pharmacists who don't often have the correct equipment to diagnose people with the common condition, the creators say. Every day an eyelid travels the length of a football pitch to spread lubricating tears to provide protection and nutrients for the eyes. But not everybody's tears work properly. One in five adults are thought to have dry eyes, which cannot be cured, but does not visually have serious consequences. But the university researchers say children's constant use of screens on their televisions, tablets and smartphones is making it more common among younger generations.
And story two, virtual reality exhibition lets blind people see art using special gloves. A gallery is giving blind people the chance to experience art like never before, thanks to virtual reality and some cutting-edge gloves. Touching Masterpieces is a new exhibition at Prague's National Gallery that lets users touch 3D models of famous statues in a VR environment. The works include Michelangelo's David, the Venus de Milo, and the bust of the ancient Egyptian queen Nefertiti. Each piece has reportedly been recreated with a high level of accuracy that corresponds to a person's hand movements. The project is developed by Geometry Prague and Neurodigital in collaboration with the Leontinka Foundation for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Neurodigital's haptic gloves, which started as a crowd-funded Kickstarter project, let anyone feel the shape of the object featured in a VR environment. They can also sense its weight and all of its physical features, and even allow you to smash it, according to the company. Although the exhibition probably won't encourage people to break pieces of art, even if they are just virtual replicas. There are 10 sensors embedded into the palms and fingertips of the gloves that power the touch sensations by vibrating independently at different frequencies and intensities. In the case of the artworks, users will be able to feel the difference between the various types of materials, including if a piece is smooth, rough, or textured. The gloves work in a range of VR headsets, including the Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, and Samsung Gear VR. The exhibition shows the potential the tech holds for the possible future of accessible art, which currently relies on descriptive audio for the visually impaired. The tech also holds great educational value, according to Barbara Hukova, Executive Director with the Leontinka Foundation.
Story 3. Scientists find psychological stress contributes to vision loss. Scientists have highlighted that as well as being a common result of sight loss, stress can also contribute to impaired vision. As part of research published in EPMA Journal, the authors highlighted, we conclude that stress is both a consequence and cause of vision loss. This creates a vicious cycle of a downward spiral in which initial vision loss creates stress, which further accelerates vision loss, creating even more stress and so forth. The researchers contend that elevated cortisol levels negatively affect the eye and brain, meaning that stress may be one of the major causes of visual system diseases such as glaucoma and optic neuropathy. The study is based on an analysis of hundreds of research papers and clinical reports about the relationship between vision and ophthalmological disease. On the basis of the findings, the authors recommend incorporating stress reduction techniques as part of the clinical management of eye disease.
And now our VI tip of the week. Entertainment. The Sonos One XT Talking DAB radio has speech output for setting and finding radio stations. It also has a talking clock with speech that enables a visually impaired person to set the alarm. Contact the RNIB or Computer Room Services. Have you tried audio-described DVDs and videos? They have a voiceover that provides spoken information about the visual aspects of the film. Audio description can enhance your enjoyment of the movie, and it does not distract from the enjoyment for fully sighted viewers. If you have satellite or cable television, certain channels are available with audio description. Ask your provider for details. There are a wide variety of mini and micro memory recorders. You can take messages, notes, or just use it for a memory aid. Use one instead of a pen and paper. Now shopping. Large print EZC Braille or speaking greeting cards are available from larger high street stationery shops and specialist providers, including RNIB. In a supermarket, you might find it easier to allow the blind person to hold the handle of the trolley whilst you guide it at the other end. Most department stores are very used to helping blind people choose goods, and it is often wise to ask for help. Staff can describe items, read ingredients, and so on. One of our members says, blind ladies might wish to take this advice when shopping with their husbands, who may not necessarily be in tune with fashion. I understand. It's always easiest to find a disabled toilet facility, as they are normally uniform, and this gives dignity to all concerned.